Welcome to Let's Get Visible, Entrepreneurs. This is the podcast where we bring you the secrets behind what it actually takes to get seen, get known, and get more clients. I'm your host, Christine Ammerman, and I'm sharing my best strategies from over two decades of experience as a media, marketing, and messaging expert to help you expand your exposure, grow your personal brand, attract dream clients, and more, all while staying true to your authentic self and unique vision. If you're a passionate, heart-centered entrepreneur, thought leader, or expert looking to stand out from the crowd with confidence, you're in the right place. Are you ready? Let's get visible. Today, we're going to talk about one of the biggest pain points for those of us who are heart-centered, impact-driven, purpose-driven, here to change the world, and that's content creation. Content creation, when you are running an online business and this is the way that you reach people, this can be so challenging to do on a daily basis. And if we are kind of people first and we are here to serve and we love people and we love connecting with people, we probably don't want to spend a ton of time in a Google Doc or in the churn on the hamster wheel every day of creating content. So how do we simplify this so that we can get out there, reach people with our message, and get back to living our life, not living on social media, but also connecting with and attracting the people that we want to attract? Because let's face it, content is how we do that, right? Content is how we attract our ideal client, let them know that we are the person for them. But content, oh my goodness, when we begin to research content, when we look at what our favorite influencers are doing, when we look at what our coaches are doing, or our past coaches, or, you know, people who say that they're being really successful, hitting the kind of months or milestones that you want to hit, there are so many shiny objects. It's so easy to get overwhelmed and then to get it up in our heads and out of our true power, where we can listen to our intuition, where we can listen to our gut, where we can get in flow or channel things through. And I want to help you make this really, really simple. So instead of following through on our mind's ideal, our overachiever's ideal, our high achiever's ideal, our type A ideal, our perfectionist ideal, whatever, to do more, the more dialed down you can get, and I can tell you this from 20 years of marketing, the more dialed in you can get, the more simple you can get, the more you can become the go-to for a thing. So you might know that for a while, podcast guesting was the main attraction marketing method that I was teaching. And I became known for that one thing. It was very, very simple. It was like, if you want podcast guesting help and you want to do it in a relationship-driven, non-transactional, people-first, heart-centered way, Christine is your person. Now, the reason that we've expanded, and we've talked about this a lot, is because we realized that I help people market in a way that feels good for them, identify and market in a simple way that feels good for them, that I've been doing that for 20 years. And podcast guesting is a pillar of that. And also, it's not the only pillar of that. For example, you might be a writer. Well, I'm a writer too. I wrote a book. I've written tons and tons of posts. And it's about finding the one that's right for you, about becoming so focused in your messaging that people know what to go to you for. So what is your core message? What is the one thing you want your audience to know from you? That's your core message. And if you write that down somewhere, you put that on a sticky note, wherever you create your content, that's going to help you to stay focused. Instead of using social media as a journal for whatever's on your mind that day and completely confusing people about who you are, who you take a stand for, and how you help those people that you take a stand for. Now, a lot of times when we simplify things, we create some extra time or some extra bandwidth for ourselves. And this in and of itself can be scary because a lot of times we feel like we need to be doing all of the time in order to get the result that we want. That's how we've been trained. That's how we've been rewarded. And a lot of us are working on undoing that, myself included. So know that that may come up as you seek to simplify things, and also that that's okay. Like, that discomfort is something that you can be aware of, know that it's normal, and persist with the simplicity anyway. So one thing that I really, really want to recommend about simplifying your content and getting out there is that you get consistent first. Before you try to get really, really like super, super strategic, before you try to create a complex content calendar, if that's something that calls to you, get consistent. Are you being consistent right now? That in and of itself is a foundational strategy where you show up consistently a number of times, let's say in a week, that you want to, that you aim for, and that you're not hiding out because of imposter syndrome, because of fear, because of overwhelm. That's like the first thing to move through, is getting consistent and recognizing that if you have been inconsistent, most likely it's overwhelm or imposter syndrome, and like dealing with those things. And you may have heard me say before, I recommend that you do something for 5 minutes. So even if it's just write, work on a post or a video or something for 5 minutes, break that ice and show your brain that you can start that project and move forward with it. Part of this also is honoring your unique energy as an amazing, magnetic person who people say about you that they love your energy, right? So people are saying that they love your energy. This is something that we want to capture in your content. Your energy is your superpower, and as one of my favorite marketers, Avery Ford, taught me, the energy with which you create content is the energy with which it will be received. I'm going to say that again. The energy with which you create content is the energy with which it will be received. Now, that doesn't mean that you need to create it and post it right away, which is what a lot of people do. I got to post something today. And then we stress about it until we post something, and then we, relief, take a breath. You don't have to post it right away, but if you create something from the space of expansiveness, then it's going to be felt. If you create from a place of flow, if you create from a place of possibility, this is going to be felt. So, for example, I know that when I was writing my book, I went to a coffee shop. I like turned off all my notifications. I listened to ambient and instrumental music, and I got myself into a place of flow and channel and just got that stuff out. Just got that stuff out. And I worried, didn't worry, but I thought about editing it later. So that's another great tip for you, is get it out in the fastest way possible, whether that's talking or writing for you. Most things you can, even voice memos will transcribe themselves for you on iPhones now. So make a voice memo or write it down, whatever is fastest for you to get out. Come back and edit it later. Turn it into something better later. But you can voice memo when you're out and about, whenever a great content idea comes to you. And that is super, super powerful. So recognize and learn how to get yourself into a state of expansiveness for content creation, and figure that out, and then figure out how to get yourself in that space on a regular basis. Is it going to your favorite coffee shop, like it often is for me? Is it recording a voice memo, like it often is for me? Is it putting on certain songs? Is it, what is the trigger that you're going to set up for yourself so that you know, okay, I can relax, I can breathe, I can create from that space. Remember the point of content. My next point is to remember the whole point of content, and that's to connect with more people than you could one-on-one. This is leverage. This is an asset that you're creating in your business that you can reuse. Don't get overwhelmed by me saying that. Don't worry about that right now. We're all about simplifying. but this is a way for you to reach people. I just heard that there are 5 billion people online on social media. 5 billion people. That's over half of the population of the planet. So you really have the ability to reach plenty of your ideal clients with your content. And the point of it is to connect. The point of it is to connect with them. And I call this creating an audience trust reserve. This speaks to the quality of the relationship that you build with your audience. What can they come to expect from you? What goodwill do they have toward you? What credibility are you creating? What desire are you creating? What know, like, and trust are you creating? That is your reserve that could potentially be tapped when you're ready to make offers, when you're ready to make calls to action, right? There's an ebb and flow to this. So be conscious that you are, it's like putting investing money in a piggy bank, right? You are creating connection. You are creating, again, that know, like, and trust. And that can really serve you when you're ready to make offers or as you make intermittent offers in your content. Now, here's an action tip for creating content that connects. Visualize one of your favorite clients ever, one of your clonable clients, or someone that you would like to be a clonable client, and create that content for them. So talk to them or write to them specifically. Think about one of your favorite clients ever. Think about your clonable client or somebody, again, that you would love to have as a clonable client, and speak to them. Speak directly to them. If you're somebody who, when you coach, you forget what you're saying because you're in flow. And people say later, could you repeat that? Oh my gosh, that was genius. And you're like, no, I can't. Like, it came out. I hope you got it. Or I hope this was being recorded, right? Because it just came out of me. I'm glad it was brilliant. And it's gone. I have no idea what I just said. That happens when you're coaching. That can happen in your content if you are creating it like you're coaching somebody. Okay, so I want you to remember that and think of one of your clonable clients and speak to them when you are creating. Now, I do want to invite you also to make calls to action. Content that converts comes out of people knowing what it is that you have to offer them. I call those value-driven offers. And if you are going to have an effective, what we call simplified content creation plan, there get to be some calls to action in there. These are the calls to action that let people know what you're up to, that get people to come to your things, that get people to book in to speak with you about your work. So make sure that you're including calls to action. If you're scared to do that, that's probably a form of, like, again, fear. Obviously, if you're scared to do it, that's a form of fear. Or imposter syndrome, or overwhelm about not knowing how to do it in a way that feels right for you. So honoring your energy and coming back to the fact that you're here to serve, and that also you can't make anybody do anything when it comes to your content. You can't force them. Not that you would, but sometimes we overestimate. Like, if I put an offer out there, then people are going to feel like they are obligated. No, they won't. No, they won't. They're going to raise their hand if they feel you and they want to know more and they're attracted to and drawn to you. So trust that you can make offers intermittently in your content, being aware that you've built up that audience trust reserve and being willing to withdraw a little bit from it in order to make calls to action and continue to build it up because it's an ebb and flow. Right? Just like money goes in and money comes out, the audience trust reserve is an ebb and flow. Now, for your simplified content creation plan, what I want you to remember most of all is that it's your energy and authenticity that are going to come across. People feel you. They feel you. And when you share your heart from your core message, like we talked about, the right people are going to feel that. The right people are going to feel that. And this is a big exercise in trust. That's why I say get consistent before you worry about creating something super complex. Or if you use Instagram as your primary platform, for example, creating a really complex grid or anything like that. I want you to get consistent first. Are you being consistent in putting content out there before you create complexity? Let's keep it super simple. I'm so glad you joined me today for this episode. And I want to encourage you to keep creating from your authenticity, keep creating from your unique energy. And if you found this conversation valuable, please follow, rate, and review us on Apple Podcasts, if that's where you listen, because your support helps us to reach more amazing humans like you. Thank you so much for listening.